proving that wisdom and volume can coexist, this is the Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. My friend EJ and Tony, my special guests, our friends at the Heritage Foundation. They've been friends for a long, long time. We appreciate them. So, EJ, you know, we talked in December, and once again, see, I like to do what you did. Now, I don't want you to think I'm a smart ass either. But we talked about 26 being great, and because of the Iran war, that changed. What happened if the Iran war ends? It's over. We don't have to worry about anything. Is it enough time to get everything back on track between now and elections? I'm throwing elections out there because that's what everybody care about. What happens? What would you think would happen if tomorrow it was just kind of went away?
Okay, great, great question, Moon. And look, I think what people really need to understand here is just how much is baked into the cake. Okay. And we learned this during COVID when the economy was forcibly shut down around the world in early 2020, there were lots of areas of the economy, not everything, but a lot that immediately reopened. However, it was then baked into the cake that you were going to have all kinds of supply chain disruptions and shortages in the months and even the year to come. We were still dealing with that in the spring and in the summer of 2021, a whole year later. That's when supply chains finally started to normalize. So unfortunately, we're going to be dealing with some of those, you know, very same or at least similar effects. When you have the kind of fertilizer shortage, for example, globally, that we have seen earlier in the year, that means that that's going to affect farmers this fall. It's going to affect farmers even into the early stages of the 2027 planting season. So whether it's things like fertilizer, whether it's helium, sulfuric acid, the petrochemical blend stocks for plastics, you name it, we have all of these different shortages and therefore price increases that are now just baked into the cake. So even if the current peace deal holds, even if we go with this scenario you're describing and we get the straits sorted out pretty much immediately, you're still going to have to deal with some of those price increases. And the tragedy in my eyes, Moon, is the fact that, you know, as an economist, I was looking at all this data that showed a lot of consumer staples were actually going to start going down in price this year. So it's not a matter of inflation slows and the prices don't go up as fast as they were previously. No, no. It's that the prices for a lot of things had actually stopped increasing in February, and some of these prices were going to start going down by the end of the summer and into the fall, which would have been right around the election that you mentioned. Now, unfortunately, you're going to continue to see prices go up slowly, I think, and you will have certain individual items, certain consumer staples, where you'll get a temporary spike, just like we had with gasoline. You'll get a spike, and then maybe prices come down slowly, but you're going to see those different spikes pop up in all kinds of different consumer products in the weeks and months to come. And again, unfortunately, all of that right now is just baked into the cake. It takes a while for these things to work their way through supply chains. Again, that's a lesson we learned during COVID, but unfortunately, that is coming.
By the way, you got any concerns? You know, we got talking about finances and economists. Our national debt is outrageous right now. It looks like it's going to get worse because they're not going to quit spending, which I think drives all this. Is there any time that you ever worry about a deflationary period? And is there a bad for us to have a deflationary period?
No, you know what? This is a whole Keynesian myth that deflation is somehow bad, you know, because heaven forbid groceries get cheaper, right? That would just destroy the economy. No, look, during the time period when the United States had its highest levels of sustained economic growth, we actually had very slight but sustained deflation where prices fell almost 1% a year. Okay, so again, this idea that somehow deflation is bad for the economy is absolute nonsense. That myth, and it is a myth, comes from the fact that typically during recessions, as a result of the recession, prices tend to fall temporarily. But it is not the deflation that causes the recession. That causality is precisely backwards. It is the fact that so many people lose their jobs and don't have money and can't buy things. That is why prices fall. But it is not the prices falling that, again, that caused the recession. That causality is backwards.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious because I've heard people talk about that as it being really, really bad. I that's something that I'm not as familiar with, so I don't make a comment on it. That's why I threw that question at you. But I do think that I hope it's not too late to affect elections if things go well, because I don't want to be run by socialists and Marxists. And people tend to vote by their pocketbooks. And they just tend to vote by their pocketbooks. So what happens between now and elections, if it makes a difference in people's pocketbooks, they will vote differently either way. They would vote differently. Okay, last thing. You talk about gas prices. So why do you think gas prices are going to fall? Because gas prices have been going down.
They have, absolutely. And they're likely going to continue to fall, again, assuming that everything holds in the Middle East with the Iran war and the current kind of tentative peace that we see right now. But again, it's going to take time for these things to work their way through the system. All these different gas stations around the country, right, they have a brand name like Exxon or Chevron, right, or Shell attached to them. People think that these are owned by those major oil corporations. They're not. The oil corporations own less than 1% of those stores. These are all owned by, for the most part, independent owners and operators. And they just are basically using the license, the brand name. Sure. And these small stations, a lot of them, lost their shirts when oil prices jumped up because they were selling gas at a relatively low price, but then had to buy the next round of gas to refill their tanks at very, very high prices. Mm-hmm. And so those stations are now going to have to make up those losses essentially before they can drop their prices back down.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it is still very expensive to get oil into a refinery today, mm-hmm. because we still are dealing with a global shortage. The price of oil that people see in the news that has fallen below $70 a barrel, that is what's called the futures price. That is for contracts to deliver oil, typically 2 or 3 months from now. So that is telling you the prices that refineries pay in 2 to 3 months is going to be below $70 a barrel, hopefully. Yeah. That is not telling you the cost to get oil into the door today, to refine it today, to turn it into gasoline today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all that to say, there is some more relief at the pump coming, but it is going to take a while. So I want to make sure people have realistic expectations in terms of when they'll see relief.
EJ, it's always a pleasure. I hope we do it quicker than later, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
I would love that, Moon. Hey, thanks so much for having me again. It's always a pleasure being on with you.
Yes, sir. God bless. Appreciate it. We'll do it again soon. Thank you. I do want to mention it's lunchtime. Dino's Pizza, Prejean's. Hey, Tim, I just talked to Tim. Tim said, wait on y'all. Hey, he is loaded up with food, ready to go. I tried that burn-in pizza the other day with the pork belly and pork. Oh, my God. That thing was delicious. He brought it over the other day, but when I went over there, me and my daughter, we went back and I got one, a little pizza for one. That thing was so good. But they got great food at Dino's Pizza or Prejean's. You're coming through Lafayette and Acadiana, make sure you check them out. They want you to stop by. They want you to eat. You got a big group because you're in the band or your whatever, baseball, dancing team. Stop by. Call them and tell them, hey, we got 50, 60, whatever. They can get you taken care of. Dino's Pizza, Prejean. DinosPizza.com, Prejean's.com. Great seafood, great food, all for you. All right, that'll wrap us up for today. Back on Terrific Tuesday tomorrow. See you then.